Striking Comair pilots begin voting today on a federally mediated settlement offer. The pilots walked off the job March 26th in a dispute over pay, retirement benefits, and the amount of time between shifts. Comair is the nation's second largest regional airline. The strike has forced the company to cancel all of its 800 daily flights. If a settlement isn't reached, it may bankrupt the airline. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WNKU reports.
The pilots' union yesterday began briefing its 1,350 members about the proposal, but it's not endorsing it. Spokesman Paul Lackey says it's up to the pilots to consider all the ramifications of the vote and then decide to accept or reject it. The settlement offer came from a federal mediator following 9 days of talks in Washington that broke up last week before an agreement was reached. Comair pilot spokesman J.C. Lawson says the offer falls short in many work rule areas.
That's what determines a pilot's rest. It's what determines the chance for him to get behind a hotel and have more than just 8 hours rest behind the door. It fell far short. And the determination of his duty day as to how long he must stay on duty, it fell very, very far short. As far as a pilot who has to retire at age 60 and him being able to retire with a decent living, it fell very, very far short.
Lawson added the time it would take a pilot to reach a top-paying position also did not meet the pilot's minimum requirements. Currently, pilots earn between $15,000 and $70,000 a year. Lawson emphasized Comair pilots should be treated similarly to pilots at Comair's parent airline, Delta. But Comair spokesperson Megan Glynn disagrees. She says regional airline pilots have to be treated differently.
The revenue in the bag of a plane drives the cost in the cockpit. It's that simple. We fly 50-seat jets. That's what we do. We're regional. We feed into major carriers. An average seat configuration on Delta is about 170 seats. That revenue drives the revenue in a cockpit. You know, what our pilots are asking for is something we can't give right now. They want it all right now, and that's just not reasonable.
Glynn says the strike has been hard on Comair. The company's losing $4 million a day, has sold some of its planes, and on Sunday will lay off 2,000 employees. She says a no vote on this offer could mean the end of the airline. Contributing editor at Aviation Week and Space Technology, Jim Ott, agrees. He says the regional airline industry is struggling to be competitive.
This has always been a battle between revenue flow and pilot equality. And the pilots are looking for some kind of greater status, not only in money terms, but beyond that. And the companies also are very serious about keeping the amounts, the cost down and the fares down.
Some of Comair's non-striking workers who are facing losing their own jobs rallied outside yesterday's pilots' meeting. They carried signs saying, "Please vote yes, we have to work too." Jim Maul has been a maintenance supervisor with the airline for 13 years. He says the pilots have a right to fight for a better contract, but it's time to draw the line.
When you jeopardize other people's lives, careers, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that are put into building this company up, and it's not fair that one group can try and tear it down like that.
The pilots have until Saturday to decide if they want to accept the settlement offer. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Highland Heights, Kentucky.